What's up, everybody? It's Alex Acuff here with another Acuff's Adventure. So we have been covering mostly just the, we went over demo, we went over financing, and I don't ever really write down any notes for these podcasts. These are just more kind of a top of mind, what's on my mind, and what do we got going on? So what do we have going on? So we have a flip property going on, the Acuff Properties flip. Let you guys know, this is really a, it's not our first buy and reno, but it is our first fix and flip. We're at full on fix and flip. So pretty excited about this one. we have got the house demoed, and I talked about that last time. And then we also have got, we've measured for windows, met with plumbers, met with, I need to meet with my paint and drywall guys again, but I've met with the electricians. They start on Friday. Met with the cabinet guys today. I thought the cabinet guy. I was pretty excited about that. Kind of showing him our vision from a gutted perspective, and he's going to be drawing it up on CAD, sending it over to us so we can confirm the layout and the everything to do with the cabinets, the way they look, and where all they're going. So. Got to meet with the plumber tomorrow again and talk more about being on the same page and making sure that we're all on the same plan. While I'm doing this podcast today, I'm sitting here with my two co-hosts. Well, let's call it, my main co-host is Emerson. So Emerson, say hello.
Hey,
say hello. Say hello, Emerson. Say what's up, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Acuff's Adventure with your girl, Emerson Marie. So, okay. She is actually holding on to her little baby Einstein piano right now, trying to figure out why the buttons don't work because Alex turned them off to record this podcast. And then, of course, our co-pilot, Miss Nosy, Miss Stink Breath, Miss Lucille. Hello, Lucille. So she's sitting with us on the mat. We're in the living room. Got one sleeping cat on the couch and another cat sleeping probably somewhere else. Anyway, so we are still talking about the demo today. Emerson got an update on the demo. She went by with us this morning because when you have a baby and you need your wife to be there with you to talk about cabinets with the cabinet guy, you just make it work and you bring your baby into a dead roach infested house that's cleaned up for the most part. But anyways, so speaking of dead roaches, we had the bug guy come by last Friday and it looks like an absolute war zone of roaches over there. I mean, it's pretty ugly with dead roaches, but I'm pretty sure there's still a bunch more that are still alive. So they got to come back and treat again. But we've got framing that needs to happen by the end of the week. We're going to try and rip out the staircase, get stuff reframed, get the electricians over there to change out the panel box and move some electrical around in the house, primarily using what's there, but we're moving a lot of it around. We got to put in a get rid of a soffit in the kitchen, and then in the garage we're putting in a 150 amp breaker box so it can conform to everything we need it to. And so we're just getting all that figured out. Did meet with a tile guy. He came by and looked at it because the tile guy does your shower floors and tile shower and flooring and all the wet areas, and pretty excited about it all. The windows has been like the biggest drama, I think, of this fix and flip as of now. We went back and forth about, do we want black windows? Do we want white windows? What's our color scheme going to be? Is it a contemporary house? Is it a modern farmhouse? Is it a whatever? But actually, it's more of a contemporary or mid-century modern. Well, contemporary is different, but it's a 1981 build, so it's like a Frankenstein of homes. But anyways, it's torn down to the bare bones now. We're pretty excited. So if you are on your first flip, on your first fix and flip, and in all those pictures that you want to model your colors after, the windows are black. Just to let you know, those are very expensive. They're like, for in our sake, they were nearly $2,000 more for all of our windows to be black. We are doing casement windows. We got to meet the egress code upstairs, so we're gonna have to do full on casements. We just decided we're gonna do it all through the house. So blew the budget a little bit on the windows, but we had to do it. And they look amazing. So we're going all white. The fossil color, we're getting Pella windows. Pretty excited about that. The guy's been awesome to work with. Emails us immediately when we need anything, and really just did us a solid. So pretty excited about it. So that's really the update right now. Tomorrow I meet with the plumber. Hopefully we get some framing or something being torn out by Friday. The electricians are supposed to come by on Friday. And hopefully we can get the backyard fixed up. Baby's got the hiccups. You got the hiccups, Emerson? You got the hiccups? Yes, you do. At least he's got the bad breath. But anyways, looking forward to getting you guys a little bit more in depth. But just wanted to give you an update as to where we're at. Sorry about that. It cut me off. This is the second piece of this. So I was getting a call from my wife. So she's on her way home. Like I said, we're going to continue to cover the fix and flip. Pretty excited to tell you guys about what all we got coming up. And I will catch you on the next adventure. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.